Welcome, this is Mark Steiner. Good to have you all with us. It's time for our day in history this November the 5th. And the reason we're paying Locomotion and that particular cut with Little Eva is because in 1988, Locomotion became the first song in the United States to reach the top five in three different versions. It was originally written by Gary Griffin and Carol King. And that was, of course, the one that certain ages of us grew up with, Little Eva in 1962. But on this day in history, November the 5th, this is a day that people in Great Britain and around celebrate Guy Fawkes Day, celebrating the failed gunpowder plot and revolt of 1605. And there was an attempt to blow up the British Houses of Parliament. Since that time, this day has been celebrated, Guy Fawkes Day, by bonfires and fireworks and the burning of effigies called Guys on the bonfire. Guy Fawkes was captured, he confessed, and executed. And on this day in 1768, there was a battle brewed in America. The Iroquois sold some land in the south, being forced to sell land in the southern part of the territory they claimed as their own, which is now parts of Ohio and southern Pennsylvania, western Maryland. They signed this treaty, but the Shawnee and other Native Americans said, nope, you can't sell this land. The land belongs to all of us, and we're not accepting that. It led to this great war called the Dunsmore War, and there was a huge war here in this country in 1768. In 1831, Nat Turner, the revolutionary freedom fighter and leader of the slave revolt in Southampton County, Virginia, was tried and found guilty on this day for his leadership of the raid to free his brethren. This day in 1836, Theo Wright became the first black person in America to receive a theology degree. In 1841, a slave revolt you don't hear much about, there was a man named Madison Washington who was a slave in Virginia who was put on a boat to be sold in New Orleans along with several hundred other people on that boat. And the ship was called the Creole. There was a successful slave revolt in 1841. They forced the captain and the crew to Nassau, Bahamas, where they gained their freedom. This was also the basis of the novella by Frederick Douglass that was written in 1853 called The Heroic Slave, which people think is probably the first piece of African-American fictional literature in the history of the United States, based on that very successful slave revolt. This was the day in 1862, the other side of Abe Lincoln, when 300 Dakota warriors were found guilty of rape and murder of whites. They were sentenced to hang. 38 were hung on that day in Minnesota. These were Dakota who were standing up fighting for the land that was taken from them, and it was the other side of that we think of Abe Lincoln in terms of liberation. This was the other side of Abe Lincoln. This is in 1872 that Susan B. Anthony attempted to vote, was turned back in Rochester, New York. In 1872 as well on this day, Sojourner Truth attempted to vote in Michigan, but was refused a ballot when she requested one. In 1916 on this day, in Everett, Washington, the Wobblies, the IWW, the workers who organized out west, were targeted by the police and the companies. Seven Wobblies were killed, 50 wounded, many, many more missing as they stood to organize workers who were logging in the British Northwest, in American Northwest, excuse me. This is the day in 1956 that Nat King Cole debuted on NBC TV in America. The Nat King Cole show was the first kind of its kind hosted by an African American. On this day in 1968, Shirley Chisholm in New York and Lou Stokes in Ohio were elected to Congress. This is the day in 1974 that Mervyn Dimily and George L. Brown were elected lieutenant governors, respectively, of California and Colorado, the first African Americans to do so in the 20th century on this day in 1974. And on this day in 1974, Ella Grosso was the first woman elected governor of Connecticut, in her own right. She didn't get the job because her husband died. She was actually elected to the office, first woman to do so, in 1974. And on this day in 1986, Doug Wilder became Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, the first black to hold that job since Reconstruction, then became governor. As we said, this is the day that Locomotion reached the top three times. And this is the day in 1990, the Freedom National Bank of Harlem was closed because of a huge controversy. It was a bank where the major depositors were major black companies, wealthy African Americans, and more. And the controversy was that people thought there was a double standard held by the federal regulators that led to the downfall of the Freedom National Bank. This is the day in 1994 that George Foreman became the oldest boxing heavyweight champion of the world. And on this day in 2006, Saddam Hussein was convicted of crimes against humanity. In 2007, there was 12,000 television and movie writers went on a three-month strike against producers, demanding an increase in pay for the movies and television shows released on DVD and a bigger share of the revenue for the work delivered over the Internet. And this is a day that in 2009, the U.S. Army Major Nidal Malik Hassan murdered 13, wounded 29 in Fort Hood, Texas. And this day in 1807, Elijah Chappelle Porter, a name you probably don't know, was born. She was the first public school teacher in Chicago at Fort Dearborn. She started schools for Native Americans in Michigan. She was wounded in the Civil War when she was working with the wounded herself. She was part of the Underground Railroad and taught in the Freedom Schools of the South. This is a day that Anna Lenoins, in 1834, wrote King of Siam, that we all know from the plays made after that. This is a day in 1855, the great American socialist leader Eugene V. Debs was born. He ran three times for president, and he's the first president of the American Railway Union. He got over a million votes, came in third place in the election in 1920, I believe, when he was in jail. While he was in prison, he won those votes. This is the day in 1857 that a woman named Ida Minerva Tarbell was born. She was one of the great muckrakers of the Progressive Era. This is the day in 1911, for those of you of a certain age, Roy Rogers was born. Singer and actor, and those many people in the 1950s were glued to their TV sets in the Roy Rogers Show. And this is the day in 1931 that Ike Turner was born. Argentinus Ike Turner was born. We're hearing some of his music today, as was Art Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel. We're hearing some of that music today. And this is the day that Link Wray died at 76. Link Wray died in 2005. And Link Wray was famous because of songs of his that were banned. When some people who were elementary school students in the late 50s, there was a song called Rumble. They wouldn't let it be played because they thought it promoted juvenile delinquency. And he wrote other songs along that vein as well. So didn't just start with rap and hip-hop. He began way before that. That's this day in history, November the 5th.